Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 4, we were talking about the two different meanings for the word reading in this passage. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
What must be understood for every pastor, whether you're liberal, a moderate, or conservative? Your answer for these things. And not only the goals that we see here for the inner man, but next see the way for the inner man to be strengthened. And I think we see this strengthening in three steps here in verses 13 through 15. Now, the inner man, understand, this looks at your character. The character of a person should be formed in the inner man. And that character needs to be strengthened in righteousness through the Word of God, in obedience to the Word. Now, let's look at the first step here. In verse 13, he says, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." Well, I think that's fair. I think that's a good example. I think that's a good thing to read there. We need to be examples in all these areas. But let's go on and see what he means in this. Give attendance is to listen as if you're going to be tested. So, it's like you're accountable. Now, friend, listen to this. You are accountable. So you pay close attention to reading. Now, there are two different Greek words for reading. One is for one's own instruction and information as one reads. Maybe you go to a library and you read something to get some information. But the other is to read to others, or a public reading. As a pastor would read this text, or read portions of Scripture, and read it interpretatively, as in Nehemiah chapter 8, where they read and they gave the emphasis and so forth there. Well, it's the second word that means to read to others that is used here in verse 13, till I come give attendance to reading, public reading. They didn't have Bibles readily available in that day like you and I. They had scrolls that were read in the church. So the very reading had an accountability associated with it. That is why later they're told not to forsake the assembling of themselves together as a matter of some is. Have you ever been in a home growing up and your mom said, "Come and get it"? Now, you didn't say, "Look, I'm sitting out on the porch in the swing. You bring it to me." No, you know what would have happened then. Now, you went to where the food was. Well, when the Bible's being read and taught and preached, that's the place you have responsibility to go. And so, in that day, that's, for most of them, that's the only place you're going to get to hear the word read. If you're not in God's house when you could be there, God still holds you accountable for all that is taught and preached from His word. Now, you might miss because you were sick, or there was an emergency to come up, or something of that nature. But you're still accountable when you could be there and you're not. But on the other hand, that tells the preacher that his preaching must always be from the Word. A pastor has accountability before God to preach and teach the pure Word of God, not psychology. He must also, secondly, exhort after the reading of the Word. There needs to be preaching and the teaching of God's Word. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, we read this. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And so, he gives us pastors and teachers. Why? To perfect the saints, to mature them. To also, to equip them for the work of the ministry. Also, to build them up in the knowledge of Christ, edifying the body of Christ. That we all come into a unity of the faith and of knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a mature man, a perfect man, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So a pastor must teach and preach the word to seek to bring the church to this point. That's the responsibility. This then has to do with expository preaching and teaching. Preach the word. If anything happens to me, the next man that takes my church should preach the word. Watch for the preacher who tries to make preaching and service as fleshly as he can to look like the world. When he's preaching more psychology than doctrine, that's the preacher that needs to be ran off. That is why this book gives us these requirements of a pastor that the church may know before they would call a pastor, call a man to be the pastor of this church. I think of Jeremiah. In chapter 23, the Lord says, "Hearken not to the words of the prophets that prophesied to you that make you vain." They appeal to your flesh, in other words. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still to them that despise me, "The Lord has said, ye shall have peace." And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of their heart, "No evil shall come upon you." And so, see, these people living in sin, these people living wickedly, they say, "Hey, look, you can feel good. You can feel good about yourself. Just be happy. You know, don't worry about these things." That was going on in Jeremiah's day. "For who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord, and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days she shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and the evil of their doing." Hear what he says? That's from Jeremiah chapter 23, by the way, verse 16 and following. He says, "Look, I didn't give these pastors anything new, but they do have my word. If they had just stood in it, called the people to repentance and faith, then the people would have changed. They would have turned. But since so many of these prophets started preaching something else to keep their crowds, he's letting them know that, well, Jerusalem, which Jeremiah lives to see, Jerusalem, Israel, fall into the Babylonian captivity." And it happened. And that whole chapter of Jeremiah 23 is very strong on these things. Now, the third thing that for which to give attendance is to doctrine. That is the teaching of the Word of God. The Bible is instructing the pastor, young or old, to be dogmatic. Now, I know that goes against modern theology today. But what the world calls too dogmatic, heaven says, keep on keeping on doing that. Because it's in tune with the Bible. So, pastor, young or old, you preach the word. Exposit the word. Teach what it's saying. Then verse 14, he says, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy, which the laying on hands of the presbytery. So, after giving attendance, he is not to neglect the gift that is in thee with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. This, again, is in the form of an imperative command, which forbids the continuance of an act that was already going on. Do you have a call of God that calls for you to preach, young man, or for that matter, to teach children's Sunday school? Then do not neglect that call because you don't want to have standards. It is further impressed in this verse by stating it was given thee by prophecy, that is, by preaching, and with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. That's an ordination service, by the way. Now, perhaps Timothy is about to quit because of problems. I don't know. Maybe it's looking at a preacher down the road that was about to quit because of problems. He has a gift from God and recognition from the local church. He better preach. The ordination was God's way of commissioning him to preach the word. And the best way for his inner man to be strengthened works for us as well. We see it in verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. Meditate on. Meditate on what? Reading, exhortation, doctrine, and then how to do it. That also deals with preparation. You give yourself wholly, completely to this. Again, verse 15 is a present imperative, a military command to do this and keep on doing it. If he doesn't do this, he'll end up only giving his people at best the milk of the word and will end up being more psychological than biblical. And he'll have to give an account of that. Now, let's think about this word meditate. To meditate is to engage in continuous and contemplative thought. When it's applied to the Bible, meditation calls for dwelling on scriptural truth over a period of time. Scripture truths, not books of men, scriptural truths. Meditate on them. Sometimes this affects watchings. When the Bible speaks of watchings, it means staying up when normally you'd be asleep. Staying up and you're meditating, thinking on these things. Sometimes it's fasting when you're avoiding food to give yourself to meditate on this. Sometimes it's both fasting and watching. Preacher, meditate.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.